Okay, this is Yad Mishmaya. We're continuing on with Malabim today. The first few minutes, I just want to share with you something that we've been seeing spurred on that is quite beautiful, that's different than what we had said last week. And then Be'ezer Hashem go on with the Diyun of Shir Yusav Zeh Kibuso. Actually, just introduce it. We'll spend more time on it next week. And most of the time that we're going to spend is on the sugya of Shifshuf and Halach of Tit, and continuing on with the Shita of the Mishnah Brura about removing dry stains. So we'll touch on the sugya of Zvachim, and then finally also do an important sugya of what materials are subject to Malabin and what materials are not, which also emerge from that sugya in Zvachim. Actually, I photocopied that sugya in Zvachim, but I realized it didn't make its way up here. All right, we'll leave it. If you remember, last time we had seen a stira in Rashi from Daf Kuf Mem Aleph to Kuf Mem Zayin, where Rashi in one place says that kibus requires libun, and in another place, kibus requires mayim to be called libun. That's on Kuf Mem Aleph. And yet Rashi says, Menar Taliso is to shake off the offer from the talis. So we gave the answer of the Sharet Zion, that the Sharet Zion develops al-pishi tasa. We're going to develop more on that. That when it comes to the case on Kuf Mem Aleph, there, the only way to remove the stain was to use water. But the case of Kuf Mem Zayin, you didn't need water to remove it. And then in such a case, once the stain is removed, then that's going to be an Isur d'oraisa. So that was the approach of the Sharet Zion. We gave Reb Nevenzal's approach. I won't repeat it now. The beautiful Mahalath. And Reb Zion was arguing a different pshat in Rashi. Eventually, he conceded with me that it's not the pshat in the Sharet Zion. But I suggested that we look. I'm using this as an opportunity also to introduce you to a fantastic sefer when you're learning Sugya B'Iyun and you want to see other formulations within the Rishon. There's a sefer called Kovetz Shitas Kamoi. Kovetz Shitas Kamoi collects all of the obscure Rishonim. Once upon a time, there was the person who used to teach Torah here, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, in this room, towards the end of this room. Once upon a time, it was in the student center. So Rav Lichtenstein would read all the obscure Rishonim from the beginning to the end. Rav Rosenzweig actually does it. For those who are not capable of going through all the Rishonim on the Sugya, the Kovetz Shitas Kamoi brings together all of the obscure Rishonim. And sometimes if you're looking for a Shita, it might be kedai to scan over there. So we began to scan over there. And the Kovetz Shitas Kamoi made two points, which ultimately validated Rav Ben Sion's Pshat in Rashi. And I'm going to present in the following. If you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam discusses the halachos of Makeh B'Tatish. And that's where the Rambam brings down the halacha of Menayer Talis. If you take a look, halfway through Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says, HaMenayer Talis Chadosh Shchora, Kedei L'Na'osa L'Hosir HaTzemer, HaLovan HaNislava, Kedei Shomnin Osin Chayiv Chattas, V'Meino Makeh B'Mutter. So, the Rambam says what Rav Ben Zion wanted to drive at in Rashi. And that is, the reason why Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin says that you're going to be chayiv by Menar Taliso, and he's not bound to the rules of water, is because the Rambam teaches us, I'll get back to Rashi shortly, the Rambam teaches us that Menar Taliso is an Isra Makav Patish. And we were only awakened to that, Rav Ben Zion and I, by the Sefer HaBotim. Sefer HaBotim is quoted, it's an obscure Rishon. The Sefer HaBotim makes this point that the Rambam holds that the Isser of Menar Taliso is going to be an Isser of Makeh B'Patish. In fact, I photocopied for you the Sefer HaBotim. Here's the Kovetz Shitas Kamoi. It's beautifully printed. When I was a kid, almost all the obscure Rishonim were in hieroglyphics. Nowadays, you have it printed beautifully. In Dibra HaMaskel Menar Taliso. And then, it turns out that it's on the second column, Dibra HaMaskel Menar Taliso. Everything there on that page is in Menar Taliso. But it's in the second column, halfway through. that he quotes from the Rambam, that the chiyuv over here is makabe patish. It also works out beautifully that the Rambam says that that the rule of makbid is going to be relevant for makabe patish. It's well known that makabe patish is much more subjective than other malachas. So it could very well be that the whole sugya of makbid, Rav Ben Zion wanted to suggest, might be unique to makabe patish. So that fits in very beautifully in the Rambam. Aliva de Hilchasa, it won't fit. Aliva de Hilchasa. But in terms of pshat and Rambam, that's aleph. And then Rav Ben Zion hit the jackpot. And then he suggests, the Sefer HaBatim says that that's pshat and Rashi. That when Rashi said that you're going to be chayiv, Rashi never meant malabein. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is right. Rashi Akuf Memal said that when it comes to malabein, there you need mayim. But when it comes to Menar Taliso, so there we're not talking about malabing. There you don't need mayim. There it's makbid patish, and then the subjective halacha makbid will apply. If you're interested in this idea about makbid being unique to makbid patish, I dream of one day getting to makbid patish, but the Magen Mishnah in Yud Beis Beis spells that out. If you take a look in the cover page, I sort of crunched this point, this whole point that we just said in a sentence. But that's a very beautiful pshat. And even though it's not the pshat in the Shaar HaTzion, it's not Rav Nevenzahl's teretz, it is a beautiful ha'ara A in the Rambam, the Sefer HaBatim found. And sure enough, that if you look hard enough, that's, I think, a cloud that Rav Miller Shlita says from Rav Lichtenstein, that if you look hard enough in the Rishonim, eventually you'll find such a sheet, but you have to be willing to open the obscure Rishonim and put in the necessary time and not give up. I pushed Rav Ben Zion away a couple of times, and he didn't give up. So I said, okay, look in the Kovet Shitas Kamoi, maybe you'll see something over there. The first thing he showed me I didn't like, the second thing he showed me I didn't like, and then finally we found it in the Sefer HaBatim. So perseverance. Yeah,
go ahead. What does that exactly mean, that it's not about the
What it means is as follows. What I'm referring to in this sugya, what it means is as follows. I'll start with this sugya, and then I'll make reference quickly to Magen Mishnah, and then we'll get back to halacha. In this sugya, what it means is that it could very well be that when the Gemara introduces whether they're makbid or not, the Gemara is specifically talking about makbid patish, because there, makbid patish is entirely subjective. Makbid patish itself is not an objective malacha. It's when you finish the item. So if for you, you've now made a new item by making it clean, so then in such a case, then we would say you're going to be over makav patish. In a chanami, it's not malabim, but now you're making a new garment. By shaking it out, you're making a new garment. My reference to the Magen Mishnah was that the Magen Mishnah says, when it comes to the sugya of litzarev that we've spoken about in the past, forging metal, so there's a problem in the Rambam and other Rishonim of what happens if your intention was not to forge the metal. According to some, then in such a case you're not chayiv for forging the metal. So the Magen Mishnah explains that the reason for that is because a makav patish requires kavana, even though it's a psik resha. In other words, that there are shitas who hold, the Pinchas Chinuch of quotes this aliva de hilchasa, that when it comes to Psik Reisha is only going to be chayiv on 38 malachos. On the 39th of Makav HaPatish, because it's subjective, you need to want to have that result. You need positive kavanah. That's what the Magen Mishnah suggests. So that works well also with this idea. Yeah?
This also fits well that it's only in Chalit, it's only in Nukos.
Right. Yafeh Mod. It's a beautiful Torah. Beautiful. Okay. All right, so that's this Sefer HaBatim, Mi Talmideinu Yoser Mikulam. Okay, so this is a third option of how to be Masbir Rashi. Okay, now what we're going to do is go on to the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Aleph, going to Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, you all saw it in Seder, discusses the phenomenon of blood that was absorbed into a garment, blood of kachim, and we know that there is a requirement of kvisa, that that blood needs to be removed. You need to remove all of the blood from that garment. So the Gemara discusses that the Mishnah seems to say that kibus would be enough by soaking it in water, washing it. And then the Gemara quotes Rava on the bottom of Tzadi Dalet Amid Aleph asking the following kasha. Amar Rava I kashli ha kashli. Karam uksasos derakininu. If you have blood that is absorbed into a kar or into a kesis, different types of kar is a pillow, and kesis is another part of the bed sheets. Utznan hoisa shel or nosan la mayim ashe techalim. And we learn that the halacha is in the Mishnah in Shabbos that one is allowed to put water onto leather, and that's not considered kibbutz. Yet in kachim, we do consider kibbutz. We say that it is considered kibbutz. El amar Rava, so Rava suggests called kibbutz de lesle kiskus lo shmei kibbutz. Rava suggests that when it comes to kibbutz, there are two stages to it. So the Mishnah in Shabbos says that it's not going to be considered kibbutz if you simply put the water on top. That's because you didn't rub it. However, the Mishnah in Zvachim says you've done the appropriate requirement of kibbutz, of the kachim, of dam kachim, in a case of where you did rub it out. And then the Gemara goes on to say that it really depends also what we're talking about. As the Mishnah in Shabbos describes, it depends on whether we're talking about leather or we're talking about a beged. When it comes to a beged, we say shir yaso zehu kibusa, that by soaking it, that's considered its kibus. In other words, that's enough to be considered laundered. But the case that we were talking about in of or that it's going to be mutter to put in mayim, and without the rubbing of it, it's not going to be considered washed, it is a case of or. And or itself will be dependent, the Gemara points out, on a machlokus between Acherim and the Rabbanan, whether even or kosher could be subject to libun, or only or rach. Ad kan divrei Gemara bezvachim. Feel free to ask any clarification questions, because I realize I did say the Gemara a little quickly. So far, so good from Seder. We have that Gemara? Okay.
Just clarifying, Gemara.
You sure?
Shriyasos and kibasos, we only say that if it's a garment.
It's a garment, correct. In other words, a garment, because it's softer, it's more likely to be able to be clean by one stage, that initial stage of Shriya, by simply soaking it. However, when it comes to leather, according to the Chachamim being leather, that's rach. So a softer leather, soaking it is not going to create that effect of cleaning, but rather what you're going to need to do is rub it as well. So hence, the Mishnah will tell us that the halacha is that you're allowed to put the water on top of the or, and there isn't going to be any concern. Okay, that's the Gemara in Zvachim from Tzadi Dalet Amid Aleph going to Tzadi Dalet Amid Beis. With that in mind, we're ready to go to the next sugya. We're going to do three different sugyas. One is Zvachim Tzadi Dalet, the other is the Gemara on Kuf Mem, and the other is the Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph. So the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem in Maseches Shabbos tells us the following. Bo Mine. This was a question that the Tanoit that the Amoraim had asked each other. Malach Susei Kinta Bishabis. The Rechuche Kitinta Kamechamishapir Dami. O Dilma Lalude Chiura Kamechave. What's the halacha about rubbing? This is how Rashi explained. Rubbing a garment against itself to clean off some type of stain. So the Gemara then says that it depends. Depends on what type of garment we're talking about. Gemara says, if it's a sudar, according to Rov Rishonim, this is the way Rov Rishonim learned, a sudar is going to be aser. But if it's another garment, the Gemara says, then there's room to say that it's mutter. What's the iser when it comes to a sudar? That's the iser that we mentioned last week, and that is aludei chiyura, that you're making the sudar entirely libun matzil, Rashi says. That you're making it a clear cleaning. It's absolutely going to be an entirely clear cleaning, and that's going to be usher. When it comes to other items, so then in such a case, then it could be that it would, according to the Gemara, there's room to argue that maybe it's still going to be mutter. Okay, so that's Gemara number 2. Gemara number 3, Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph. Maran Kuf Mem Aleph tells us the following. This is the case of Tit. Amar Rav Kahana. Tit Shal Gabi Bigdo. If you have a bit of mud or lime, literally lime, that's on top of the beged, Mechas Chesro Bifnim, you're allowed to rub it off from the inside, Ve'ei Mechas Chesro Bichutz, but you're not allowed to rub it off from the outside. What's the difference between the two? So this Gemara we already mentioned before. Rashi says that's not Melabeh because there is no Mayim, but if it's going to be the outside, then it's going to appear like Libun. Then in such instance, it's going to appear like Libun and therefore Asur. So objectively, it's not Melabeh because there is no water. However, when it comes to Marasayin or Lo Muchacha Milsa, however you want to formulate it, it's Nirakim Melabeh, probably Melabeh Midrabanan, so then in such a case, it's going to be Asur. So Melabeh Midrabanan and therefore Asur. Now the obvious question that emerges is that on Kuf Mem, we saw that there is an Isur even without water. And Kuf Mem Aleph, we see that there is no Isur because there isn't any water. So we're going to need to be masbir the difference between these sugyas, which of course gets back to the difficulty within Shitas Rashi that we had alluded to previously. Leaving aside my question, let's see it, how it's developed in the Shulchan Aruch.
Can I repeat the question again, please?
Yeah, just very simply, that we by Alude Chiyuvra, there's no mention, there's no water either on that Kuf Mem.
Was Alude Chiyuvra in the Gemara?
According to many, yes. It'll be in the yeah. So you want to say that one's Mucha Milsa and the other's in the Siddur Rabban? Maybe. There's room to say that. There will be Rishon will also disagree with that also. Okay. So let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch and see how these three sugyas are crunched. Let's go immediately to the Mishnah Berura. Says the Mechaber, Choluk la'achar kvisa. Here the Mechaber is quoting that sugya on Kuf Mem. You have a shirt that is post-kvisa, in other words, it's been laundered, humiskashet. By nature, it hardens. Humishafshifim oso biyadayim l'rachicho. And what's normal to do is to rub it to make the garment soft. Mutar lasos b'shabbos, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. She'ein miskavein ilo rachicho. Your intention was not to clean it. Your intention was only to make it soft. So the Mechaber tells us what's the difference between sudar that we had mentioned that the Gemara says is a problem of Elude Chiyura versus a regular garment, because there all you're trying to do is make that soft, and in such a case that is not going to be a malacha. It doesn't even qualify Makkah Patish. When we learn Makkah Patish, maybe we could discuss why. But at the end of the day, it's definitely not Mechibus or Melabim. Avol sudar aser, but a sudar is aser. Mipneishem it's skaven letzachzicho, because your intention is to make it shiny. Vahave kimelabein, and then it is considered like melabein. That is already going to qualify as melabein.
Letzachzicho,
we
define as whitening or shine.
To shine. It's going to. In this case, he is shining it. So then in such a case, then that is going to qualify as the Isser of Melabeh. Okay. That's Halacha Hey. That's going to be the Sugya, crunched in Shulchan Aruch, from Daf Kuf Mem. Now let's take a look at Halacha Zayin, where we have the Sugya of Kuf Mem Aleph crunched. Says the Mechaber, Tidshal Bigdoi, if there is mud or lime on one's beged, mishaf shifo b'fnim, then you could rub it on the inside. The lo muchacha milsa l'atzuya kimelabing. Then in such a case, it doesn't appear like melabing. Avol lo b'chutz to dami melabing. But on the outside, then you have the problem of melabing, of being dami l'melabing. It appears like melabing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifkatan lamik gimel. D'dami l'melabim shemisyape habeged al yidei zeh. It appears to melabim because you're making the beged look a little better. Umelabe mamish lo have, but it's not melabe mamish. The ain no sein alav mayim. It's not going to be considered the yisur d'oraisa melabim because you're not putting water on it. So to be over the yisur d'oraisa, you're going to need to have water. If you don't have water, then you're not going to have the isur d'oraisa. Okay. So on the one hand, we learn that sudar is particularly usur because it's miskaven l'tzachtzicho and it's kimelabim, and tit is going to be subject to domi l'melabim. It appears to be melabim, but it's not really melabim because it doesn't have water. Now, I want to analyze that ratio, but just to emphasize the seifa as well, just in terms of halacha l'maisa, v'yesh mefarshim dehani mililach. Some say that you'd be allowed to remove something that's moist, umegaro bitziporin, you'll be allowed to take it off with your fingernail. In other words, it doesn't appear to be melabing, even if you're doing it from the outside, if you're moving, you're using your fingernail. Dahani mililach, avol yavesh aser da'avi tochen. But when it comes to yavesh, then in such a case, it's going to be aser because of tochen. Tochen being that once it's dried out, so then in such a case, you bring it up into small pieces. V'amevin yavin, when we did the sugya of tochen, we discussed this halacha of why it's tochen, what about ain tochen, achar tochen, Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're not going to go back there at all. So bottom line is, Rabbosai, just straight up, halacha, lemaisa, 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 that comes out before our analysis. Our analysis is going to take us to other shilas, but the halacha is as follows, that if you have a stain that could be removed bitziporim, if it's lach, so then in such a case, then it will be permissible to remove that stain. If it's yavesh, then halacha is that's going to be usher in terms of ein tochen, achar tochen. Now here, there is a very, very important machlokas between the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes him in Sif Katan Lamed Vav. Says, and then you'll see why I'm doing Sif Hey and Sif Zayin together, and we're then able to see the gradations of the Sugyan Zvachim, Sugyan Kuf Mem, and the Sugyan of Kuf Mem Aleph. In Sif Katan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Taz. Kasev Taz. Nearly. Dafka b'yesh mamashos tit al beged, ukeshu hu megarer sham, az noflim pirure, tit zedom al tochen. The only time that you're going to have a problem with tochen is where you actually rub off the stain and it falls into small pieces. Avalam ein sham, elam mare hatit, but if you have just an appearance of tit, vuhu megarer sham levatel hamare. In other words, it doesn't fall into particles. In other words, the teat is so insignificant that when you knock it off, then it doesn't break into particles. Ein ze dom l'tochen, it's not tochen. Umitam ze yesh lahatir l'mi shecholok shelo metunaf ktsas. That if you have dirt on your garment, ve'ein sham mamashas tzoa v'hu yavesh, and there is no mamashas of tzoa and it's dry, yuchal legar batziporin lahasar amare kadesh yispal b'nikius. Then, and this is the case that Taz was talking about, was excrement, so then you'd be allowed to shake it off in order to be able to daven. Now the Taz doesn't say that it will be us or any other time as well. Why? The Taz probably wants to explain the case where the person has a particular motivation. But according to the Taz, there's no reason that it should be usur. So let's just process the Taz through the eyes of our three sugyas. If you're dealing with classic libun, so classic libun requires water. When it comes to a garment, if you soak it, sure, yusazoikibuso, so that's possible if you have water. And when it comes to or, you need both, sure, yaso and kiskus. When we have something that is only without water, so then from the sugya on Kuf Mem Aleph, what do we have from the sugya of Kuf Mem Aleph? From the sugya on Kuf Mem Aleph, we've got the fact that you only have a problem of Domi Limelabing. Domi Limelabing, is only in a case of where a person cleans in a manner that's normal to clean. In other words, he uses the appropriate towel, v'chule v'chule. But if he's megara b'tziporan, so then in such a case, then it's not domi l'melabe. Okay. Therefore, says the Taz, I don't see any problem with removing a stain on Shabbos, bottom line. No problem to remove a stain on Shabbos. Tell me why. Tell me why it should be us, sir. If you're not doing tochen. And that's how the Taz concludes halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'fina yizdaiti yesh la'ayim b'zetuva. Dinihide mishum tochen lekka. It's true that you've taken care of tochen. Hari al kopon b'chavim b'zeliyapes ha-beger u'litzach tzichol. Shelo yishar alav shum roshum lichluch. V'havei kim elabeng. He says, wait a second, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not tochen, but what about the fact that you're now making the beged miyuper? You're making it now look nice. You're being mitzachzeichet. It's now going to shine, and it should be considered melabin. And he says, take a look at the Ber Halacha. What does he say in Ber Halacha? Dibur Maskel D'Avei Tochen. The Ber Halacha says, it should be aser because of the sugya of Kuf Mem. It should be aser because of the sugya of Si'if Hey. Why? Because just like we saw in Si'if Hey, that a sudar is aser mipnei shemiskaven letzach tzicho v'habitim elabein. So too over here, it should be a problem. And therefore, halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa, lemaisa again. The Mishnah Berurah holds that any time you're removing a stain that's going to remove the roshem, so then in such a case, then you're going to have a shaila of melabe. Rabbi Zion asked a good question, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Yesh lefalpel, there is room to be mefalpel, whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But at the end of the day, and there is room to say that's only d'rabbanan, but at the end of the day, clearly the Mishnah Berurah holds that it's going to be awesome. What's the Taz's shita? How could the Taz have missed Sifei? No, any suggestions? What's the Omega Taz? Yes, sir, David?
We said that the Gemara says Dafka by a Sudar.
Ah, very good.
But other.
Okay, so what would the Svara be? Good. So what? Yeah. Go ahead, continue.
Sure.
All right, so the David is pointing out, wait a second, if it's always us, sir, then in Si'if Hey, what did we say? Look back in Si'if Hey. Si'if Hey said that a chaluk, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter, but a sudar is going to be usr. So he's saying, wait a second, it's not always usr. So my answer to you for the Mishnah, what the Mishnah Berurah will say back, is the Mechaber told us that the reason why a chaluk is going to be mutter is because he's only miskavin l'rachech, he's only miskavin to make it soft. It has nothing to do with a roshem. It has nothing to do with taking out a stain. Yes?
Well, isn't that this is that Moses going to be, the Mishnah Berurah said in Lama Gimel, it's only the, if there's no water involved, so at most it's going to be, if there's no water involved, it's not going to be.
But I want to know whether it's mutter or aser. Ein hachanami, I said yesh l'falpa, whether it's the raisa or the rabbana. But it should be mutter. It should be mutter, that's the kasha. What Lechura the Mishnah Berurah is right. Didn't we say that Sudar is Asr?
But the Taz doesn't follow as Sudar.
What's that?
The Taz doesn't follow as Sudar.
But any time you're removing a Roshim, we saw from the Sugya of Sudar it's Asr.
That's only according to the way the Mishnah Berurah learned that Sugya.
Oh, very good. Dahainu, what is it? What do you mean? Like, which Mishnah Berurah? Which Mishnah Berurah?
In one.
Ber Halacha Yeshua.
Exactly. Like, this is the Ber Halacha. This is the Mishnah Berurah Lishitaso throughout the whole Siman.
It goes back to the way that he knows the
Rishitaso. Oh, wow. Okay. We still have to fight another five times. I have to disagree five times before I agree with you. But at the end of the day, I think that we already alluded to before. Okay, but good. Givaldi. So at the end of the day, it comes along. So Rav Ben says nicely. He says, we saw Be'er Halacha and Dibur Maskel Yesh Omrim in Sif Aleph. That's how we concluded last time. And over there, the Be'er Halacha claims the following. He claims that even those who hold that the halacha is that you need water to be over melabdein, that's only talking about a case where you're not removing the roshem. But if you're removing a stain that it's entirely gone, then that's the sugya of sudar. The sugya of sudar teaches us that letzachzeich is going to be an iser l'chol apachos derabbanon of melabdein. Miskaven letzachzecho. In such a case, you're going to have an iser of melabdein. And therefore, says the Mishnah Bura, the Taz is wrong. Because the Taz said that the halacha is that when it comes to the soa, then you could remove it as long as you're not doing tochen. No! Then you remove the roshem. So it's not only a shail of maris ayin over here that you have to contend with. You have to contend with the sugya of kuf mem when it comes to sudar. At the time that we did the bar halacha last week, I was foreshadowing, we saw the position of the Archa Shabbos. That the Archa Shabbos says, if it was up to him, he would have learned the sugya differently, not like the Be'er Halacha. He would have said, I photocopied it again because it's so exciting, after the other exciting thing, after Shitas Kamoi, the next page, on page Shin Tzadi from the Archa Shabbos, Ha'arach Avav, he says that if he had learned the sugya, he would have learned the sugya that there the case of sudar is an entirely different din. What's the din of sudar? So there, sudar, he says, is not a case of a classic case of melabein. Why? What is it? He says, "Hayamakum lomar disura aloit chiyura eino inyan lenikui begin miksam in klal." That sugya is not talking about stains. It's not talking about stains. Sheri kiskusa sidura mari achar shabegin mechubas. This week I was inspired. I walked into the hat store to have my hat cleaned. Right, I gave you the mashal last week about so when they clean the hat, what makes the hat really really clean is the steaming. What they do, that's an added din to the sudar. Right, sudar was once upon a time their hats. So that's an added thing that's done letzachzeich. El shemitok shachar akibus ma'ifkir Rebbe will be proud. El shemitok shachar akibus nasa bege kasha loya libu nira heitev. So that was what they would do. This steaming of the hat, that's a special halach of kiskus, but that's not a halach in regards to roshan. Therefore, mehechi teisi, show me a place in Shas, show me a place in Shas that kibus has a requirement to remove a roshan. No, kibus is either with mayim or it's mayim with something else. But at the end of the day, it's nothing more than that. It's nothing more than that. And making something shiny is a different halacha. So if you found a way to remove the stain without water, okay, then in such a case, according to most Rishonim, the halacha would be that it's mutter. According to one Rishon that the Ramah Paskin's like, the halacha is that's going to be asur when it comes to the beged with dirt inside. That's dirt that's embedded in the beged that you're menayer talisa. That's an entirely different thing than taking off something on the top of the garment, and therefore the halacha would be that it should be mutter according to the Taz. So, did the Chafetz Chaim make something up? Did he read all these sugyas wrong? No, he didn't. How did the Chafetz Chaim learn? He learned like the Vilna Gaon. And the truth is, if you read Be'er Halacha Divrei Maskil Dehavei Tochen properly, and a couple of other and Mishnah Berurahs, you'll see that Mishnah Berurah is really based on the Gra. Now, I would highly encourage you to do the Gra well. There are two beautiful Gras. I'm not sure that everybody agrees with these Gras, but at the end of the day, I would love if you're able to do the Gra Divrei Maskil V'Kovaim. That I didn't touch on at all, V'Kovaim. I just stayed with the Sudar, not the modern hats. But the Gra over there says something fascinating, Bedas HaRamah. It would be very rewarding. For those of you who've done the Sugyas already well, to go through the Gra, I used to tell the Shana Ben and Shana Gimel boys that a sign of that you've really done the Sugya well is when you look up the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch and you're able to explain the Gra, what the Gra means. That's the test. That's the test. If you did the sugya well, is if you could understand the Gra's references. It's not easy, and that's why we have chavrusas, and that's why we have rabbeim. But I would highly recommend to try to do the Gra Dior Maskel Kavan. I'm going to focus on the second Gra in Siv Zayin that does make reference to that previous Gra as well, but we're not going to even need that. We're not going to need that reference. And he says as follows, in the Lo Muchacha, Lashon Rashi, V'ratzalomah, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, She'af al-gav she'asru kiskus b'sudr b'sif hey, that even though we said that the halacha is that kiskus b'sudr is going to be asur, She'am she'ein tit, Vadai kavanoso l'tzachtzicha. Over there it's asur, because your intention was to remove that stain. Avokan, but over here, vadai kavanoso mishum tit. Over here, your intention is just to remove the tit, but you're not interested in removing the roshem. You're only interested in removing the tit. Rak didami l'malabim. Then it's comparable to malabim. That's why I said yeshafap according to the Gra, whether it's the rice or the rabbanan. Because the Gra says, and sif hey, over there, the Suder is going to be Asur you because your intention is to entirely remove the Roshan. However, when it comes to Siv Zayin, there your intention is only just to remove the surface part of the stain. Particularly if it's going to be Tsoa. So then in such a case, you're trying to remove the Tsoa that makes it Asur to Davin. So the Gra is the one who put together the two Sugyas. So that I found that the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos on the next page after the Aruch HaShabbos, in your booklet, the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos says there's a big Talmud Chacham. Oh, he says that in the Ha'ara 51. I photocopied for you Ha'ara 30. There's a lesson in Shalom Bayis. I called it up. I asked my wife to. I forgot to bring the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, and I asked her to photocopy the page that I had folded over. And so that was Ha'ara 30. And then after I was Matriacher, and I realized, oh, I also wanted the other one, 151. But I said, I'm not going to be, she's clean for Shabbos enough to, I was matriach her once. But you take my word for it, he says the same thing both in 30 and in 30 and in 51. So in 30, he points out, the kol divrei ha-mishneh berurah, he doesn't make mention to Archa Shabbos, but in Ha'ara 51, he makes reference to Archa Shabbos, and he says, in line number 3, the kol divrei ha-mishneh berurah be'er halacha b'nuyim al divrei ha-gra. Everything that the Mishnah Berurah is saying is built on the Gra. Shekasav lechalek bein lechsuche sudra deshani sudra shein sham tit. Masha enkein kan sheyesh tit kavanoso rak lasira tit. It's there. Ubarach Shabbos. It's there. It's rewarded. Ubarach Shabbos tamala beralacha. And the Arach Shabbos himself. That's the Arach Shabbos that's photocopied right before that. Bazed lechsuche sudra shani shul rachik balakasha. V'lo shayach la'asaris k'samim min abeged. What is that? What's the dimion of the Mishnah Berurah? So the Aruch HaShabbos leaves off as shver. So at the end of the day, the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos comes along and he's miyashev. So it turns out, it does seem that the Gra thought that the case of Sudar is connected to the sugya on Kuf Mem Aleph. It's not a different halacha. In other words, there you're also you're being over on Libun by removing a stain. And therefore, we have the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah on the books, v'kach nogu rabosenu, to be machmir against the taz, and therefore, one would not be allowed to remove a rosham inside of the beged, v'amei v'nyoven, as Rav Tzion was driving at, it's going to be the Sharet Tzion l'shitaso, and sitkot v'mem aleph, v'amei v'nyoven, and maybe there are other ways to read Rashi, and everything's going to be dependent in all of the above. Let's just see it in terms of halacha l'maisa l'maisa l'maisa. Let's see it all spelled out clearly in terms of Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Perik Tesvav Oschev Zayin. Obviously, the beauty of learning the Iyun is you should have this Taz in your back pocket. Dahainu, that if a case where you have instance where you have many other Tzadim Lahakel, knowing the Taz, that the Taz is Mekel, and that really the Pashtus of the Sugyas, one could definitely say, no, as Rav David started us off, he said, then why is it unique to Sudar? So there are a few ways you can answer that question. But one way is saying it's unique to Sudar because Sudar, it has its It's a hat. It's a totally different thing. It gets its own special tzichtzuche cleaning. It's not doma to anything else. The Gra seemed to have not held that way. So to be aware of that, that demon within the Taz. Zot, Rav Neuver Zatzal, Perek Tezvav, Si'ifim Chav Zayin through Chav Tes. Let's run through it. Beged Shenigbak Bo Lichluch, Afim Hu Beged Shregil Lahakpid Al Nikyono. If you have Beged that has Lichluch, Ima Lichluch Hu Lach. And look at this. Vuhu Yashir Kesem Likish Yusar. If the Beged, if the stain is moist, and there is going to be a stain that is going to remain. In other words, what we mean by that is that there's a roshem. Mutal shafshifo b'tzada pnimi achipa lichluch. You're allowed to rub it from the inside. V'chein mutal gardo b'tziporen. You're also allowed to use your nail or begava sakin afilu b'tzada lichluch shel abeged. All of those things are not the normal way of removing it. In contrast to using a handkerchief or a napkin. If it's already become yavesh, kagon botz, if it's mud, asal asir b'chol ofen, shrei alichluch mispar ba'asarasa v'yesh b'zeh mishum iser tochen. You're going to come to the Yisr HaTochen. Achim HaLichluch Yavish, whom he divrei ochlen shei kvar tchunim, but if it's already considered tachun, om he divrei ochlen shei nismach vayde bishul, mutal asiro, that's if it's already nitchan, so then in such a case you have ein tochen, achar tochen. Chav tes, lichluch bein lach ben yavish shenidbak v'beged, v'hu lo yashir kesan likishi yusar, if it's not going to leave a mark, then you're only allowed to remove it from a beged that you're normally not makbid. If you're not makbid, so then in such a case, then l'kulei alma, it's going to be mutter, as we saw in Sif Aleph. Okay, beautiful. So this is the crunch in terms of that sugya l'halacha l'maisa. Yes, Rav Ben.
My wife showed me last night that the man and his latest volume seems to pass on to us.
Really? Wowee. Okay. I actually I was very lucky. Rav Man gave me a copy, and I was excited to read over the Hilchos Shabbos Shilas. I thought I went through all of them. I guess I didn't. Well, I went through the first.
The salt and the wine stain.
Okay. So I did not see it. I enjoyed many others. Actually, maybe now's you gave me the Pesach. I had told you that there are poskim who are mekel, since you mentioned Raman Sefer. We say in our tefillah before learning, "Umashe shagisi kvar emidani ala emes." There's a mitzvah. So Raman Derech Hakroy corrected something that we had said. He discusses the shaila of Maisa Shabbos if someone cooks if a pot was used. So I mentioned to you that there's a prima godim that's mekel after when it's. If it's no longer ben yomo. So there is an obscure prima godim that says that. However, what I was not aware of is that Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees with that prima godim, and even that prima godim is the pashtus only talking about cheres. I had originally seen those who quote the prima godim carte blanche, but it seems to be it's only cheres where you're stuck. So now that you mention that, I was reading one of Rav Man's psakim, and I was wondering why he didn't quote that prima godim. So that could very well that could be wise. So anyhow, yeah.
Can we just go back to the Gra and
repeat? I'll say it in one sentence. What the Gra says is that from Sif Hay, the halacha is that it's aser because over there you're trying to remove the stain from the sudar, and Sif Zayin you're not intending to remove it. So you see from that Gra that the Gra assumes that the sugya of Sif Hay is the same sugya as Sif Zayin, A, and B, is any time you're interested in removing the stain, it's going to be usher according to the Gra. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah is assuming, even though the Taz did not learn the relationship of the sugyas in that manner. Yes?
I guess that Rabbi read, like the Rabbi Shabbos, that over there, the Kavanah, the rubbing for Tzuch Suach, and that's why it's usher. Over here, you're miskavim just for the tit, and that's why it's only damer the malabin, but it's not the iser of tzuach. What do you mean you're badly kavanas the mishum tit? That would be, that would make it worse. You're saying that's why it's better.
Well, why? You mean tit as opposed to litzachzeach?
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Tit as opposed to litzachzeach. Let's think this through together, Ramati. There is something that I oversimplified. Let's see if it's going to make a difference. The Ramah. The question is as follows. Ramati is asking that maybe you could read the Gruz as saying as follows, that all the Gruz means to say is that by Sudar, the reason why it's Asur is because your Kavana was to be Litzachzeach. But when it comes to tit, then your kavana is just to remove the tit. Since your kavana is just to remove the tit, so then in such a case, it's not asur because you're not doing tzichtzuach. That's all. That's what the Gra is saying. And therefore, you could read it like the Taz as well, that even if there's a roshim from the tit, it'll still be mutter because his intention is not l'tzichtzuach. That's Ramati's argument. Okay. So then I try to get away doing this Gra without doing the Gra Sifhei. So let's try to do it with the Gruz Sifhei. I apologize for those who want to get on to the next Shaila Halacha L'maisa, but since Ramati's asking a kasha, somebody put us on a timer, the 5 minutes of L'Hagdol Torah L'Adira, and then wherever we get. It could be your Ha'ara is great, but there is another wrinkle that we need to process as well. Let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah said in Sifhei, Ushar Kli Pishtan Dinan Kisuda. Then when it comes to all other Kli Pishtan, so then it has a din of a Sudar. So the Gra there comments that this is a Shibole, there's a Shita of Shibole Aleket. The Shibole Aleket is of the opinion that only Pishtan is going to be subject and not other materials. So the Gra says, Ratzal Nomer Shel Pishtan Kamoshi Kosa Beis Yosef B'Shem Shibole Aleket. V'gam kemi tam hanau, u'kemoshe kos v'seyos v'mishmo d'libun hutzarech. V'nirli, d'shibole leket ozal l'tamei, shekosov v'seyos v'mishmo ahod d'siv zayin. Okay, so he's being medame again to siv zayin, sha'al bigdo, pirish rabbeinu tam d'akli pishtan koi t'mechzi k'melabin, d'sham oser v'gemara l'chaschis mishum melabin. That over there, when it comes to kli pishtan, so then in such a case, it's going to be usher due to melabing. Notice over here, he's being medame siv zayin with the iser melabing. Okay? V'ha d'shar b'fnim k'mo shekos ha-rasham, u'meviyot b'shulchan aruch. V'dach kol rabbeinu tan, what's that, nirali? I'm not sure what the nun lamed is. D'girsaso k'girsas harai v'ramban, d'lo garsin an isura, that they hold that Sudar is not Asr. They hold that the Girsa is like the Ran, who says that's Mutter. V'goris hacha mechzi, and therefore it's only mechzi. The kol shekein sudar de mutter. Val karchach de siv zayin bikli pishtan de mislabe mehera. So in siv zayin we're talking about a kli pishtan that's mislabe mehera. It gets clean quickly. Val kein choluk v'sudar einon shel pishtan. And choluk and sudar are not of pishtan. V'chein pirush ramban delater pashut le. Okay. Vikasa vishar. So what does the Rambam mean when he says shar? La fuke mishibole leket. It's coming to preclude from the shibole leket. Shekasa the af choluk shel pishtan aser. That the shibole leket had said even choluk shel pishtan. Umefarish the choluk shomer bigamara eino shel pishtan. V'chein kasa vishar la fuke choluk aniskar b'shulchan aruch. So the Rambam is coming to be mafkia from that shita. Now, the Gra over here seems to be being medame the whole tziur of the case of Tishah of Gabi Bigdol to the tziur of Sudar. So then the Chura they're going hand in hand. That's what Rav Karp's point is. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
that?
Sure, I'm still trying to read Zion, but.
So then the Vart, he'll say there must be that Letzach Tzachol means Letzach Tzachol from Libun. That Letzach Tzachol means from Libun. That's how he's going to learn. Okay, wow, we actually managed to do it in 4 minutes. Very good. Okay, so I think Rav Mati as of now agrees with me. So at the end of the day, Lechur, either way, you have Rav Karp on one side, you have the Orcha Shabbos on the other side. We have to defend the Mishneh Berurah. We have Rav Karp's Havana that's the Gra. And this Masul Matan just brings out that the pinnacle of being able to read Sugi is to be able to explain every word in the Gra. I can't say that I was able to explain every single word that the Gra we just read. There's no question. If you want to test yourself in a Sugya, to go to the Gra. All right, Rabbi Osei, let's keep on moving. What emerged from our Sugya, of course, in Zvachim, was that there is a difference between Or and Beged. What's the difference? When it comes to Beged, we say Shoyaso Zehu Kibusa. So let's take a look and see the basics in terms of Or, and then hopefully get to a few cases of Halacha L'maisa. In Si'if Tes, the Mechaber tells us, based on the Sugya and Zvachim, Mutter Lite Mayim Al Gabi Minol L'Shach Shechol. It's permissible to put water on top of a minol in order to have it clean. But l'chapso, the hainu l'shiv, m'shafshei tzido atzio zeh, then it's going to be yasser. Beautiful. That's the sugya in Zvachim. Now I want to make a diuk that I'd like to hear from you, even if not now, but in the Beis Medrash. That's interesting how the Mishneh Berurah is masbir this halacha in regards to or. So what we're going to focus on now is the halacha of being mechabes or, cleaning or, and we'll focus on applying that to halacha l'maisa. So let's pick up in the Mishneh Berurah Oz Beis and Sifkat and Lamites. We read Sifkat and Lamites last week as an introduction. Now we're zeroing in on which materials it applies to. Says the Mishneh Berurah Beis. Everybody have it about 7 lines into Sifkat and Lamites. Hamechabes begod ma'avetolos malab mechayiv v'chein hasofton she'aschita gam kevitzarche visa v'hu adin. This is what we want to focus on. The kibushach ba'oros harakin. Kibbutz applies to soft leather. This is a machlokes in pshat. The she'iltos follows the shita of acherim, as the Sharetzion points out, who says that even hard leather could be subject to kibbutz, while most poskim follow the shita of the chachanim, who say only soft leather. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. Ach yesh chiluk bein oros lebeged, but there's a difference between the oros and the beged. De ba'oros lo mikri kibbutz, when it comes to leather, it's not called kibbutz. Ad shiu kibus gomer, until you have a full fledged kibus. Ube the godim kaimel and the shar yusam and maim zui kibusam, v'chayim mishim mechabes. And when it comes to garments, send simply soaking it. Obviously, we have to then discuss the halachos of soaking garment, but this is the chiluk between begodim and oros. It is interesting, I find interesting the Mishneh Berurah's lashon, de ba'oros lo mikri kibus ad shiu kibus gomer. Isn't that an interesting lashon? Who could tell me just, first of all, what does he mean, pashup shat? What does the Mishneh Berurah mean, pashup shat? What does it mean? That by Oros, you don't have kibbutz until you do kibbutz gomer. Pashup shat, how do you read? How do you teach the Mishneh Berurah?
You have to have shiaso, and you have to have...
Beautiful. That's the Pashup Shah. Correct. That the Mishnah Berurah says that you need to be shore it, as well as that you have to be mishafshef. It's interesting, though, he calls that kibbutz gomer. He says that oros are not subject to a... You could be medayik. It's not subject to a half a kibbutz, but to a full kibbutz, that'll be subject to. Based on the sugya, when you read Zvachim, what would you have said is the reason why or is not subject to kibbutz?
Shri also doesn't do anything.
Oh, very good. Because
Shri also is not subject.
Because leather is not absorbent. Right. That's how I would have read it. Mishnah Berurah's lashon is a little differently. For thought in the base medrash, what exactly that means. Okay, continuing on in terms of halacha l'maisa. So now, halacha l'maisa we have, it's pashut, that if you have the following, the post can point out eights, if you have wood, that wouldn't be subject to the isser of kibbutz. So, washing dishes, that's not kibbutz, that's not called kibbutz. You're not cleaning it at all. Leather, there are two types of leather. There's a hard leather and there's a soft leather. Most poskim say that hard leather is going to be considered like eitz. And that was a shailah machlokes in the Chacham and the Rabbana. And when it comes to soft leather, so then you need what the Mishnah Berurah calls kibbutz gomer in order to be chayv. So far, so good. These are the categories. Straightforward. Halacha lemaisa. So for shoes, it's very, very clear. Leaving aside polishing shoes. For shoes, in order to be chayiv, you need to put mayim as well as to be mishafshet. But what about other materials? And the fascinating question in terms of other materials is going to be what, Rabosai? Well, where would you be done? What should be comparable to leather? Whether it's like leather or not? Plastic. So many of you have on your Shabbos tables, you have... what's the appropriate English word? There's a better word than plastic. But you have these plastic covers that you put on to protect the tablecloth. And now I want to know if I'm allowed to clean it on Shabbos. Am I allowed to clean that plastic cover on Shabbos? Any type of plastic, is that going to be subject to legal? So, let's see. In regards to soaking, would you be allowed to soak the plastic? What do you say?
Sure.
For sure it's going to be mutter. Why is it for sure going to be mutter? Because you're allowed to soak. Oh, so that to say that's beged, it's definitely not going to be beged. By the way, Reb Mendenhall and many others, and Reb Shlomo Zalman and many others point out that sometimes people say, it's plastic, but they don't realize that there is some type of sewing and some type of cloth that's inside of the material. So then in such a case, you could have Shir Yassos of Kibuso. We saw on four tefachim worth, right? In the Rambam, that's what we saw. Four tefachim worth is the shear. So you have to be careful as far as that, and maybe even chatzi shear. Yesh lefaltel. That would be the Isser Doraisa. So that's why Reb Nimitzel's formulation is not even four tefachim. He says that you should be careful if you're going to rely on it, that it should be that it shouldn't have any beged component to it. That there shouldn't be any thread. Sometimes you'll have these fancy, the more fancier ones will have a nice rim around and so on and so forth, then you might have a problem. Sure, Yasso Zahi Kibuso, even though the majority of it is plastic. So, but now we want to know what's going to be in regards to soaking it and or being mashafshek it. In such a case, is that going to be permissible? Where does this come up? This comes up sometimes when you're just partial cleaning the table, right? You're cleaning the table and you have the plastic, the vinyl, that was the word I was looking for, the vinyl cover. So then in such a case, then are you allowed to, without any problems of schita, rub off any stain or anything that has, you don't have stains, in the classic word, on plastic, but we will have let's say honey sticks or any type of, some type of dirt that gets attached, will you be allowed to remove it? So here, there are different approaches. I'm going to give you first, the standard approach and the standard psak, and that is from Ramesh Zatzal and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal. Basically, Shneim Nivnu B'Derech Echad. And then we're going to see a kula that I seem to understand a little bit more than the more Chomer approach of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, but it's obviously not in the same league. And then we'll finally see Rav Nissim Karelitz's conceptual approach of how to deal with the shadow. So we'll have three different malachim: Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he is that you are in the same camp, we'll have Ben Sion Abishol Zatzal as a matir, and then we're going to see Rav Nissim Karelitz, who has a more conceptual mahalach. So let's take a look at Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is in the middle of a tshuva in Yaradeya that was answering somebody in regards to other shailas, and then the fellow also asked him about these vinyl plastic material. Ubitvar hamapot shel plastic. Mistaber, that's the last line on the first column. She'ena doma la'oros, she'udover she'ena mayim nechnasin klal la'tocho. He says, Rav Moshe says, I don't think it's like oros, and he says, Rav Ben Sion Svara. He says, at the end of the day, the water doesn't absorb it at all. El rak al gabav, it's only on top. Kumo eitzim, umatachos, and it should be just like wood and metal. Vaf harakim l'inyin zehim ka'akoshim, shelchein ein ze inyin kibus. He says, even the softer plastics, he thinks, are also hard. Rav Moshe makes a lot of sense, right? Sometimes there are two different types of plastic. There'll be the more permanent plastic that people put on their tables, and then there's the one where you bust off and you throw it out with the plastic. Says Rav Moshe, I don't care whether it's soft or hard. At the end of the day, what would be the best English word? Porous. They're not porous. Or relatively not porous. Less porous than your leather shoes are porous, and therefore Moshe says, "Ein ze inyan kibus ve'ein lidmos v'svaros minim acherim la'oras." And he says he doesn't think that these could be equated to leather. Hagatz necha to ba'oras afilu kashin ikamad nam rezvachim sheik yisur kibus v'arbrishon poskim kikain ladina. And he says even when it comes to oros, some say that they are subject to kibus. In other words, they could absorb, and yet these don't absorb at all. Ein ber lacha. Umikol makom, that Rav Moshe seems to be heading in the direction of the kula, but he ends up the chumra. Umikol makom lo medamina lu minim acherim to amoto adiach kelim af elu shein kashin yosem e'oros kashim shelchein ein lanu ela oros. Umikol makom, let's go to second umikol makom. I am skipping a little bit of what Rav Moshe does here. Please do it on your own. Kivan shelo shayach limtso din zem mefurash, says Rav Moshe, since I don't have an explicit source that's comparable to plastic, to min chadash, this is a new thing, shedorash lefenei lo roasam min aroi lahachmir, so you should not rub in. In other words, Rav Moshe says, we don't know exactly what halachic category plastic is. I can't say, says Rav Moshe, that it's leather. In fact, I don't think, says Rav Moshe, it's like leather. But at the end of the day, he says, we're not sure which category it falls into. Leather that's very hard, says Rav Moshe, might be even harder than a dish, but nevertheless is going to be subject to the Yisr according to some. So therefore Rav Moshe says, since there are some where machmir and hard leather, I don't know that I could be machmir, I could be makil on plastic. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman says something similar as well. Nishmir Shabbos Kehilchasa Perek Tezvav Ha'ara Chavdalid. He says, V'shamati me'agra shaz b'ikra adin shel kibus hagumi the nylon, that when we're talking about rubber and plastic, the efshir, the odif me or, one could have said it's better than or. Kivan shena balea klal, since it's not absorbent at all. V'doma lekliyets, ach ein lehakil besvara, but you can't make up your own svaras. V'dover shi yutachin shu bechlal sveka daraisa. We're dealing with the suffix daraisa, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman says not to be makel. Therefore, the standard poskim today say that if you're cleaning off the plastic, be careful not to be meshaf shef hard. You could clean off, you'd be allowed to add water, you'd be allowed to even rub off, but to be meshaf shef, to rub out that honey that's on top of the plastic, to be meshaf shef, one should be machmir, and this is the standard. Psak, that's how I think it says it, the Shmir Shabbos Kilsa says it upstairs as well. Okay, not to rub hard. That's the general approach. I was attracted to Rav Ben Sion Abishol's mahalach. In fact, I was looking for someone who is makel. Just today, I finally found. I've been looking for weeks to find someone who is makel. Just today, I thought of a brilliant idea. I went down to Yisrael and asked him to borrow his. Asked Rav Yisrael if I could borrow his Mishnah Brura. And so, sure enough, they quote Rav Ben Sion Abishol as makel. I was looking in other svarim. Best thing is always to look in the dirshu. And Rav Ben Sion Abishol in Chelek Beis the Har Letzion in the Shaila that was asked him, Ha'im mutar lishtof mapat nylon b'Shabbos. Mapat nylon, he responds, Sha'asuya miksha achas, mutar lishtofa b'mayim l'shafshasha b'Shabbos. The halacha is that's going to be mutar. And the Ha'ar Avav, they say, nylon odif me'or. Nylon is better than leather. Sha'ar yesh bo iser kibus, or is subject to the iser of kibus, and kiskus is only chayav avol. Nylon lo shayach bo klal kibus, kivan she'ena bo leah klal. V'havik the kli eitz. It should be considered like a kli eitz. L'niyaz daiti, there is harbe bego, so b'shas hatchak, maybe one could rely on Rabbi Tzion Abishol's psak. Finally, the most lumdisha approach to the shayla is Rabbi Nissim Karelitz's approach. He has a fascinating chakira on the second to last page in our booklet. It's a little bit of a subtle chakira, but let's try to learn it together. I thought it was a very brilliant way of attacking the shayla. Rabbi Nissim Karelitz on page Reish Ches says the following: Is Rabbi Tzion right? Says Rabbi Nissim. Rabbi Nissim says, is it the pshat that because the leather doesn't absorb water, so then in such a case, it's not subject to kibbutz? What do I mean? Let me spell out exactly what I'm talking about. The mandam are the chachamim who say that or rach is aser, but or kosh is mutter. Why is or kosh mutter? They hold or kosh is mutter because it doesn't absorb. Is that the pshat? If that would be so, he says, then you're right. Then l'chura, one should say that by plastic, it's not absorbent at all and should be mutter. And Eina Chanami, it could be that's even better than Arkasha. If it's better than Arkasha, then even the Shiltos would be Meiko. Or the other, the Vard is no. Umeidach Gisa. What I just said was in Dibra Maskalihine. What's the other side? Yeshlomar de'eim aleches kibus tluya ibi'im amayim nivlon b'selcha begid. It's not dependent on that. Ela afkir shamayim nimsalim elav. The loblu misocho, avol polin nikli v'beged imudavar shedarko lehislabing chay mishum melabing. Do we consider that material that falls into the category of something that you normally clean? In other words, oros kashim, the Gemara is discussing whether cleaning is appropriate. And whether the water absorbs or not is not the critical part. Is it normal, either v'amevin yavin in the cheftza or in the gavra, that I didn't see from Nissim whether he spells out whether it's a din in the cheftza or the gavra, but is it normal for you to clean oros kashin? So that's the discussion, that's the machlokas between the chacham and the rabbanah. And then we come out la'alacha, the rov rishonim hold that's only normal to clean oros rakim, and the she'iltos, and the mishapura even quotes that's normal to clean evos, even oros kashin. If that would be so, so then he concludes in paragraph Vikivan, he says, wait a second, is it normal for you to clean off your plastic tablecloth? Absolutely it's normal. If that would be so then that's Isser of Kibbutz. So Rav Nissim Karelitz takes what we would call in morning Seder, right? He took a machlokas and mitzius and he made it into a lamdisha machlokas. In other words, our whole question in regards to or is not simply a question of mitzias. If it would be a question of mitzias, says Rav Nissim Karelitz, like you and I thought that halacha should be that when it comes to plastic is not subject because it doesn't absorb at all. It should be even better than our kasha. But he says, well, wait a second. It could be the heter of our kasha is that our kasha you normally don't clean. Mashalama adaradomar, my favorite arkasha, is your baseball glove, right? So what do we do with our baseball glove? We never mechades. The one thing, the baseball glove I got from my bar mitzvah came along with oil. But that oil is not betoras kibus. That oil is the shem ramishcha, right? So then in such a case, but it's not kibus. If it's not kibus, so then in such a case, that we never wash or kasha. It's not the derech to wash a baseball glove. So if it's not derech, a baseball glove, it's not derech to wash. But a plastic table cover, it would be the derech, and therefore there's room to say that it's subject to libun. So this b'siyata d'shmaya is this part of the sugya. Where is halacha l'maisa going to bring two sugyas together that we're not going to do today? We're going to Mirza Shem pick up on Monday, contact lenses. Because contact lenses has both Shur Yoso Zehu Kibuso And contact lenses also has our sugya of shifshuf and with R. So contact lenses will be a fascinating the next stage of the Shabbat. But of course, we have to do it right. First, we have to go through the basic poskim, and then Amir Tzah Hashem go through. Speaking of baseball glove, I say that to the boys that once you start learning, what's the parallel to one's baseball glove? You want the own Gemara. You know it feels like when you don't have your Gemara and you're using somebody else's Gemara, it's not the same thing. But it's also like at the end of the inning when you got to go out into the field and you can't find your glove, and so someone says, "Take my glove." You don't want to take you don't want to take his glove. You want your glove. A good Shabbos.